Welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is from John chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 7 to 15.
When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water."
Our focus is on verse 11. Where can you get this living water? As the lady saw it, Jesus didn't have the means to give her what he was offering. He had offered her living water. She had pointed out that he had nothing with which to draw water from the well, which led her to ask this obvious question. The problem was that she was looking at things from a human perspective, and this can be our problem too. Many of us look for a God who will sort out our immediate problems, act in our favour, and so make life easier and more comfortable. As a result, our focus becomes limited to the here and now, and our view of God can be dictated by our circumstances. Jesus encourages us to seek first his kingdom, and all these things, food, clothes, needs of life, will be given to you as well. It's not an excuse to be irresponsible or lazy, but becoming preoccupied with the cares of this world can hinder our living wholeheartedly for Jesus. So let's focus on sharing with others the water of life and trust him to provide the water for life. And thank God that one day soon, Jesus will come back to sort out all the injustices that are so prevalent in our world today. A prayer. Lord Jesus, source of the living water, we come to you. Refresh us by your word, renew us by your spirit, and empower us with your love that we, like the lady at the well, will go and tell others of you, the giver of abundant life. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.